and it is possible to eat a healthful breakfast, even with your rush schedule. It all starts with picking a healthy cereal. I learned how to get past all the marketing gimmicks and find the stuff that's really good for you with Paul Keita of Men's Health.
This is especially tricky to do in the supermarket because, unfortunately, there are no real assets that you can look at on the front of a cereal box. And that's because this is sort of the Wild West when it comes to food packaging. The only thing that's controlled by the USDA is that nutrition facts panel on the side. And that's the first thing you should be turning to, not the flashy packaging, not the nutrition claims on the front, but that nutrition facts panel. And specifically what you want to look for there, we'll call this the 5-5-10 rule. You want to look for at least 5 grams of fiber, at least 5 grams of protein. Both of those will help fill you up, and no more than 10 grams of sugar. You will be amazed at how many grams of sugar some of these boxes contain.
And you guys like Health Valley Organic Fiber 7 Flakes. They seem to fit the bill.
Yeah, this is just one cereal that fits. In fact, this one comes in at 7-6-10. So if those first two numbers are more than 5, even greater benefit.
Let's talk about boosting our brain power at breakfast. After all, that's a big reason that you have breakfast, is so you're at your best as you get your day started. What do you recommend?
If fiber flakes don't appeal to you, and you're looking for maybe flakes that are frosted because of the taste, a great way to sort of hack this is to add your own mix-ins to the cereal. And you add this in such a way that it can benefit your health. In this case, brain health. So take those fiber flakes and add a quarter cup of dark chocolate pieces. It's not quite the chocolate cereal that the vampire is on the front of, but it also won't do a damage like a vampire will. So you mix those dark chocolate pieces with one cup of blackberries, and you get these great cognitive benefits from both of these foods.
We've got the brain under control. Now, how about a heart-healthier breakfast?
Take a large slice apple, you know, any kind, nutty apples, sweet apples. Mix those in along with a third of a cup of sliced almonds. Don't try to slice the almonds yourself. That's a recipe for dicing a digit. But they come prepackaged sliced. Stir those two things in there. It's delicious and nutritious.
How can you make your muscles bigger at breakfast?
The best way is to get your protein from real sources. So in this case, skip milk and swap in 4 ounces of plain Greek yogurt. You kind of mix it in. It becomes sort of a parfait. And to that, you can add a quarter cup of unsalted pumpkin seeds. If you do this about an hour before lifting, you'll actually maximize the amount of muscle you're building after the workout.
Now, you've been discussing all this delicious food, and you figure you're going to walk away from the breakfast table with a big belly, but you say we could do the opposite, get a flatter belly in the morning.
Exactly, and breakfast, you know, because it is the first meal of the day, you really want to start it off on the right foot. So you're going to take your cereal, and you're going to mix in 1 tablespoon of ground chia seeds. These things are the chia pet seeds that you're familiar with, but actually, they're good for so much more than growing chia hair. They're good for your gut. These things, when they're ground, your body absorbs the fiber in them, and that helps you feel fuller longer. Combine these with 1 ripe banana, and that flavor combination is going to taste delicious.
Are chia seeds pretty readily available?
Yeah, actually, this is something new that's on the market. You'll find whole chia seeds. They sort of look like poppy seeds almost, but you want to look for the ground stuff, or you want to grind them yourselves. Otherwise, your body's not going to be able to uptake that fiber that's so valuable.
Paul Keita of Men's Health Magazine joining us on Skype.